Mackenzie.
I'm Sean.
I'm Mallory.
I'm Raina.
I'm Jackson.
We're doing a podcast about unrealistic high school expectations. To get started, Raina, how has your experience in high school been and versus what you thought it was going
to
be?
Okay, so coming from middle school, I immediately knew, like, oh, I wasn't about to be popular at all. They were not feeling me. And I was okay with that. I was like, okay, I have my little friend group from middle school. I'll just take that in high school. COVID hit. Boy, was I wrong. I spent a whole year, like, doing online school. And then when I came my sophomore year, I didn't really have any friends at all because they already found their clique. And then I still had to find mine. It was just, I didn't expect to come here and be, like, sitting by myself at lunch and walking to classes by myself. I don't know. It was hard trying to learn how to fit in so late.
Yeah, definitely. Jackson, same question.
Coming out of middle school, I definitely had some unreal expectations. It would be a lot easier than I thought, but it's also a lot more fun. Like the football games on Friday nights, it's really fun to do a lot of stuff with your friends. You get a lot more freedom than middle school. The teachers are super fun too. Plus the classes are also fun, but the homework kind
of
sucks.
For me, I was a part of like a lot of the like gifted stuff. Especially in, like, elementary school and then into middle schools and, like, all the advanced stuff. So I got to high school and I was like, I'm just gonna do what I normally do. I was going to not study in my classes. What I didn't expect, well, I guess I did a little bit of it in middle school, but, like, my English classes especially, don't think I've gotten a B or an A in any of my years in an English class because I never developed my will to do my homework, especially in those classes, and then eventually got to the point where I was like, I give up, and then I never tried again.
Coming from Bryan as a middle school, almost everyone goes to Howell, so I was expecting to like have a friend group going into high school, but I didn't because they all went to Howell, so I had to like reconnect with like elementary school people, which was weird. They were the people I knew. I was always like in like the challenge, like the pre-AP classes or whatever, like the honors classes, and then the workload of all of the AP and pre-AP ones were like bad, so I ended up like dropping all of them because homework sucks. And there are teachers that don't actually teach and they just read off of flip and slide and don't actually do anything, which is why I think like regular classes, they're not for like the dumb people, which is what I thought they were for, but the teachers actually teach in regular classes because the kids don't comprehend the stuff as much.
In middle school, I moved like right before COVID. Going into seventh grade, and I just started developing friends, but then COVID hit and, you know, everyone kind of changed a little bit over COVID. So like those people didn't really like talk to me anymore. So I just kind of went into high school with, oh, I'm the new kid again, just like barely because I had moved. I lived in Kansas City for 8 months before I moved here, and before that, it was just, like, constantly moving, so it was just kind of, like a shock, because nobody really talked to me, and then I found a group of friends, and I guess that was okay, but the workload for classes and stuff, you definitely stop talking to some of your friends that you had freshman year because you don't have classes with them anymore, and people don't realize how hard it is to keep, like, a relationship like that in high school when you don't talk to those people, like, every single day, and you don't see them every single day. Like, whenever I dropped some of my AP classes, I definitely lost some friends because we don't have anything to really talk about anymore. So, Jackson, has high school lived up to your expectations?
Probably, yeah. I always thought it was going to be super hard, obviously, and I knew that junior and senior year had a lot to do with college, and that's been my main focus this year is touring colleges, doing research, finding out, like, scholarships, all of that. My first 2 years of high school were really boring. I took easy classes, and I didn't really do a lot. And I mostly just did a lot of stuff with band. And that's kind of what I just did for 2 years until now. It's kind of, like, opened my perspective, because I do a lot more this year.
High school did not live up to my expectations whatsoever, not even in the slightest. I thought I would have a boyfriend by now. I thought I would. I thought I'd be into Harvard. I thought I'd be, you know, have $1 million in my bank account. Like, I had my whole life planned out as a sophomore and freshman. And then junior year hit me, and I was like, oh, this is what they're talking about. This is why junior year is hard. Very big culture shock, too. Like, I didn't expect a lot of people to act the way they did. Like, I knew high schoolers were mean because, like, I watched High School Musical. So I knew everybody was, like, kind of
judgy,
yeah. But I didn't know it was as bad as it was. Like, I didn't know my sophomore and junior year I'd be going home, like, crying every day because, you know, people were so mean and judgy.
It, like, kind of did. I knew it was going to suck, but I didn't realize how bad it was going to suck. Because, like, freshman year, I didn't really have any friends because I came from that middle school where everyone went to a different school. So, like, I kind of just, like, chilled. And I was, like, I had acquaintances, but I didn't, like, hang out with them. But I didn't expect junior year to be so hard. Like, I thought senior year is when, like, colleges were looking at you. No, girl. Mm-mm. And AP classes get way harder junior year, and everyone's expecting a lot out of you, and you can't give it to them.
Going into high school, I didn't really have expectations for high school itself. I kind of have a tendency to just, like, keep looking ahead, no matter what. It's really hurt me because it doesn't feel like I really lived high school, really. And everybody's like, you're going to have regrets from not going to prom or not doing this or that. But I'm like, I don't feel anything towards it because I feel like I'm already, my mind is already looking way too far ahead. So I kind of just lost it. I have older siblings, and they went to, like, homecoming and prom and stuff, and they're like, it's so much fun. But then, like, that stuff really never interested me. And now, looking past it, there's no emotion towards it.
I agree with that because, like, my siblings, three of them went to college, and one of my other sisters, she didn't go to college. But, like, I was already thinking about, like, the financial aspect of all the college things way too young, and like I was thinking about if I go to college out of state, then it'd be this much, and if I go to college in state, it'd be this much. Like, I feel like I just kind of rushed everything, so it was just hard to experience the now. I agree with you.
Yeah, but I feel like then everyone's telling you, you need to look in the future, you need to do this, and then you don't get to live your high school experience because you're already so worried about, like, trying to get into the colleges that you thought you were going to get into when you were in middle school, but nope, Harvard's not coming knocking at your door. Yeah. Like, I feel like no colleges are coming knocking at your door. Like, you have to go and search. And that was one of the biggest shocks for me, like, going and looking and actually reaching out to colleges because I just thought they were going to be like, oh, hey, email. I mean, some email you, but, like, the ones you actually want to email.
Yeah, like, I knew Spelman University. Like, they would be hitting me up. Girl, we need you at our school. Like, I just knew it.
My parents had me in, like, college, like, talking to the college counselor when I was a freshman. Like, yeah, they were scary. Like, you gotta look ahead, because these 4 years are gonna fly. I'm like, girl, no, they're not.
They sure did.
It's always, like, crazy, because I, like, see myself as a freshman, and then I see myself now, and I'm like, that's too
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm turning 18 in November, what?
I'm still 16, but...
Yeah. 18 days away from our last day in high school.
Yeah.
Me and you, Sean. I'm ready, low-key. I was ready to graduate sophomore year.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone is.
Yeah.
Junior year was, like, the worst year, possibly, of my life. That was, like, I think there's, like, only so far you can get, but I think I hit, like, every single low that's physically possible for a human being to hit. My junior year, it was so bad. And then as soon as it got to this year, I was, like, I'm not doing anything. I'm taking, like, all band classes, so I don't have to...
That senioritis hit.
What I, like... I hit, like, semester, like, winter break and everything. I'm like, I don't want to go back. This sucks. I'm not doing anything. I just want to get out.
Yeah, graduate early.
Because I have a lot of sense first semester, and then it's, like, you go on, like, break for Christmas break or, like, winter break, and then you come back, and then... I don't have nothing in my brain right now. Yeah. Nothing. I'm probably failing like 4 or 5 classes, and it's just like, it's like the easiest work too, and I just cannot bring myself to do it because it's like I already have my credits. Like I could have graduated last semester, but
I'm like,
I just can't care enough.
I'm way too worried about like all of the college stuff now to like worry about all of the high school stuff, like getting all my classes signed up for, making sure that everything's ready for college, that I'm doing all the things that I want to do in college. It's like, I don't want to write a 10-page adventure story in my creative writing class. I want to get out of here.
I don't want to learn about ellipses. I'm worried about, girl, college is so much money.
My last project in creative writing is I have to write a children's book. I don't want to do that.
Okay, the big events in like high school, like homecoming and prom. I know you already said that.
Homecoming and prom are lame.
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the dances. Sure did. I love the dances.
It got so litty.
Yes. Like growing up, I was like, I just want to be a princess. Like that's what I kept saying. I want to be a princess. And like, you too. But like, yeah. And it was like the little red carpet moment. Like you get the dress and the hair and the nails.
Well, yeah, because getting ready is the best part.
Yes, getting ready is the best part.
But like, I got to the dance and I was like, the songs aren't that good.
Homecoming had, they had the best DJ for home. They play some good music.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
My feet definitely hurt after that.
I got in the mosh pit. That was fun.
I was so late to prom. I paid for my ticket. Okay? I was just late.
Oh, the door?
Yes, yeah. The door was locked. But I was in prom court, so, like, I had to be there. And then, like, it was immediately, they were like, okay, we're announcing prom court. So I had to book it to the front. Miss Dennyman, she was like, I didn't see you walk in. Like, we were about to, like, go on without you. And I was like, oh, I was here the whole time. Like, I was just wandering. Yeah, but it was fun.
Why is prom on a Friday?
I don't know. I hate that. And then they make you come to school.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, they said it was cheaper. Yes. But it takes so long for the girls to get ready.
I left at 10:30. So you gotta, like, take pictures at, like, 3.
Yeah.
Mm. Or then, you can't go to dinner. So you either have to choose pics early and dinner or just dinner.
Yeah, they didn't have dinner this year either. They had dinner last year, didn't they? Or
That was they had it 2 years ago, but everybody got salmonella, so they just moved it to appetizers. And they, like, moved the venue and everything.
Can you guys talk about, like, a little bit of the people you meet in high school?
I'm gonna be so honest. The people that I talked to sophomore year, I don't even talk to them at all. Like, mm-hmm. I don't talk to them at all. Even
freshman
people
year.
Yes. Nope. Even people I met last year, I don't talk to at all. Because it's like, people change so much that, like, if you know something about somebody in August, you probably want to know the same thing about them in April. Like, people change that fast. It's kind of crazy.
Well, summer break, too, because you don't see them, and then they show up to, like, school, and then, like, maybe you said something bad about their friend, and then they ice you out completely. Like, that's also, like, I'm going to be so real. Girls hate girls. Like, there's no girls anymore. But, like, because they just always be hating on each other.
Yeah. Like, I know with what I do with my friends, I'm pure with it. Like, it's coming from a pure place in my heart, and I do it out of love. Mm-hmm. It's not the same for everybody. And that's hard to grasp because, like, people don't grow up with the same advice that you grew up with. Like, it's disheartening because it's like, oh, well, I knew her since freshman, sophomore year, she's going to want to sit by me during lunch. And then she's with her new friends now. She just walks right past you. Like, girl, did those late nights mean nothing? Those shared meals, nothing?
I definitely feel like summer is the time you lose friends. Because if you don't, like, people, especially, like, in high school, people are like, if you don't talk to me every single day, I'm not talking to you at all. And I'm like,
that sucks.
What do you
have a life. Get your own.
Yeah.
What's the experience for you guys?
For the boys?
I don't know. People are jerks. People are jerks. And it's like, I mean, it's different for, I don't know how, like, girl gossip or drama or whatever goes, but, like, guys, it's also still easy to, like, lose lifelong the friends that you thought you'd have forever. Like, and, like, what you guys are saying, my friend group is completely different from, like, freshman year. And you'll have those years where you'll be in, like, a class with not a lot of people that you know. So you're, like, jump on the people that you sort of knew from, like, years previous or whatever, but then as soon as that year's over, it's done, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, you won't, it's so hard to keep that. And I have people now who I've known for years who I still don't know if they're going to be in my life forever, or, I don't know, past high school.
For me, I have two different friend groups. I have band friends, and then I have my other friends. And my non-band friends, I've known for like 5 years or something. And we're chilling. And then the band friends, I just kind of hang out a lot more now because I do a lot more band. Really, for guys, or at least me and my friends, we don't really, like, we wouldn't stop talking or something. We just don't hang out as much because we, like, if we have girlfriends or, that's really it. I mean.
Why is it, like, so much harder for girls? Like,
I don't understand. And also, like, you have people that you used to be friends with and you go, like, years without talking and, like, that's how I am with Lydia. Now she's, like, my best friend.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you don't realize that those people you used to be friends with, you can, like, rekindle that friendship.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Guys will meet someone, like, from a year ago, and then they're, like, not heads. Yeah. They're passing by each other, and they're, like, best friends. So, like,
yeah.
I wish it was that easy for girls.
We like, get dirty looks.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, and that was our podcast. Scene.
That cannot be it. Scene. I love this conversation.
Thanks for tuning in. Catch High School's Not a Musical Part 2 coming very soon.